下第二章。
Please turn your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
我们要读第一节到第四节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 4.
你如果有中文两段的圣经是在380页。
2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
我们一起同声来读。
Let's read it in unison, please.
此后大卫问耶和华说，我上犹大的一个城去可以吗？耶和华说，可以。大卫说，我上哪一个城去呢？耶和华说，上希伯伦去。一是大卫和他两个妻，一个是耶斯列人亚希软，一个是做过加密人拿巴妻的亚比盖，都上那里去了。大卫也将跟随他的人和他们个人的眷属一同带上去，住在希伯伦的城邑中。犹大人来到希伯伦，在那里高大卫做犹大家的王。好，我们再请弟兄姊妹往后翻到第五章。
Brothers and sisters, would you please flip your pages forward to chapter 5?
我们念撒母耳记下第五章一到五节。
We will read 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
我们也一起同声来读。
Again, read it together.
以色列众支派来到希伯伦见大卫说，我们原是你的骨肉，从前扫罗做我们王的时候，率领以色列人出入的是你。耶和华也曾应许你说，你必牧养我的民以色列，做以色列的君。于是以色列的长老都来到希伯伦见大卫王。大卫在希伯伦耶和华面前与他们立约，他们就高大卫做以色列的王。大卫登基的时候年30岁，在位40年，在希伯伦做犹大王7年6个月，在耶路撒冷做以色列和犹大王33年。我们再请翻开到第八章。
Second Samuel chapter 8.
第八章我们读第14节后半段，然后第15节。
We will read the last part of verse 14 and then 15.
大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。大卫做以色列众人的王，又向众人秉公行义。好，我们圣经就暂时读到这里。我们开始聚会之前再有一点祷告。
This is today's scripture reading. Before our meeting, we will have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在把这些话交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we really commit these words into your gracious hand.
愿圣灵在我们的心中亲自点活你自己的话。
May the Holy Spirit rekindle your only word in us.
让我们看见主你如何在大卫的身上工作。
So we could see how you work in David.
也能够在我们这一般跟随你的心中来工作。
Likewise, you will also work in us all who follow after you.
让我们能够忠心的来跟随你。
So that we will follow you faithfully.
也借着大卫如何做王来预表我们的主。
And also through how David reigned, you typify how the Lord shall rule over us.
让我们能够看见我们的主才是这一位真正的万王之王、万主之主。
So we will see that our Lord is the real Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
愿你把世人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
把圣膏油更多的涂抹在我们的心中。
And anoint more of your holy ointments in the depths of our heart.
在我们的心的深处来对我们说话。
Speak to us in the very depths of our hearts.
愿你荣耀的旨意能够成全在你百姓的中间。
May your glorious will be done among your people.
好叫我们能够把一切荣耀敬拜归给你。
So that we will give you all the glory and worship.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们在过往的几次交通里面一直交通到大卫 这一个人。
Brothers and sisters, in the past sharings, we fellowship on David, this person.
圣经告诉我们，大卫乃是一位合神心意的王。
The Bible tells us that David is the king who is after God's heart.
大卫为什么能够被称为合神心意的呢？
And why is David called the one who is after God's heart?
因为我们看见大卫不管在他的生活、侍奉、敬拜的里面，都是以神为他的中心。
Because we see David, whether it's in his worship service and living, he's always God-centered.
那以神为中心显在什么地方呢？
Where does this God-centeredness reveal itself?
我们看见大卫从小就与神有一个亲密的关系。
We see that David, ever since he was young, he had this intimate relationship with his God.
他能够认识到神乃是这一位创造宇宙、主宰一切的神。
He knew that his God is the creator, the master of the whole universe.
除他以外，没有别的神。
Apart from him, there is no other God.
并且我们也看见神把他圣洁的律法颁布给以色列人。
We also see God gave his holy statutes to all the Israelites.
大卫从小我们相信就在祭司的教导底下遵守了神的话。
And we believe David, ever since his youth, had obeyed all the priestly instructions.
那更重要的乃是当神借着他的话启示他在人类、在以色列人当中的心意。
And more importantly, God revealed his will toward all the Israelites.
乃是神拯救了以色列人，有他荣耀的目的。
That is, God saved the Israelites for a very glorious purpose.
在创世纪第十九章的时候，神对以色列人说
：In Genesis chapter 19, God said this to Israelites.
我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上。
In Exodus chapter 19, God said this to Israelites that I have brought you over on eagle's wing.
要把这些以色列人归在自己的名下。
To bring all the Israelites to God under His name.
如果以色列人能够遵守神的话，
If Israelites could obey the voice of God,
他们就能够成为祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
They would become a priestly country and also holy nation.
换句话说，神何等乐意以色列人能够成为被拣选的祭司来侍奉神。
To put it another way, how much it would please God that all Israelites would become chosen priests to serve Him.
并且全国呢能够成为一个被分别圣别出来的一个国家。
And the whole nation would become a nation which was set apart.
来侍奉神。
To serve Him.
成为国民来见证神。
To become a nation to testify of God.
这是第一步。
So this is the first part of God's purpose.
然后神就要借着以色列民来向全地的所有的万民来见证神的自己，把万民也带回到神的面前。
The second part of God's purpose is through Israelites, God would be testified among all the people and in such a way to bring all the people to God.
那神就在历史当中用他的大能，用他的慈爱来对以色列人工作。
So throughout all the history, God worked among His people through His might and through His loving kindness.
现在神的灵感动了一位年轻人，就是大卫的心。
Now the God Spirit moved a young man, and this is David.
大卫不仅能够明白这一个荣耀的心意，
Not only did David understand God's glorious will,
并且他的心里面一直存着这个盼望，
But also in David's heart, he always held fast to this hope.
这就是为什么当我们一直往历史里面读的时候，我们就看到大卫不仅有一颗心愿为耶和华神预备材料业建造圣殿。
That's why when you really read into the book histories, you could see that not only did David have this heart to prepare for all the materials to build the tabernacle,
能够叫神在他们中间居住，
so that God could live in the sanctuary.
并且重新设立祭司的服事。
But also he reorganized, set up the priestly, duties.
能够叫神在他们中间得到完全的敬拜。
So that God could receive this complete worship from his people.
并且大卫的国度能够开展。
And also David's kingdom could start being developed from then on.
能够吸引万民来归向这一位以色列的神。
To draw all peoples come to this God of Israel.
叫万民能够看见说神真是在你们的中间。
So all nations could see indeed this God was in your midst.
这就是为什么神这样纪念大卫。
And this is why God had David so much in his heart for remembrance.
因为神的心在大卫的身上能够得着成就。
It is because God's will could be done in David.
他是一位合神心意的王。
He is a very king who's after God's heart.
那我们上一次稍微交通到大卫在扫罗的手下那一段的日子。
Last time we fellowshiped briefly on the days when David was under the hand of Saul.
扫罗自从大卫杀死了哥利亚之后
，Ever since David killed Goliath,
对大卫满了嫉妒，满了戒心。
Saul was very alarmed, very jealous of David.
后来至终呢，乃是逼迫大卫要追杀他。
In the end, he persecuted David to kill him.
但是大卫在另外一方面是一个信靠神、仰望神的人。
But David, on the other hand, was the very one who trusted in God, who lifted up his heart to God.
所以他只能够不断的逃避。
Therefore, he could kept running for his life.
虽然他有两次能够亲手把扫罗杀死。
Even though twice he could have killed Saul with his own hand.
但是因着大卫敬畏神的缘故
But because David feared God.
他不敢伸手杀害神的受膏者。
He would not dare to stretch out his hand to kill the God's anointed.
那我们知道在时候满足的时候
We know when the completeness of the time.
耶和华神使扫罗跟他三个儿子被杀。
When this completeness of time has arrived, God calls Saul to be killed together with his three sons.
在以色列人跟非利士人三次最后一次的征战里面，就是在扫罗的国度里头。
In Saul's kingdom, in the very last battle between Israelites and Philistines,
扫罗在那一次就被杀害了。
In that battle, Saul was killed.
那圣经告诉我们，神没有伸出手来拯救扫罗。
And the Bible teaches us that God did not stretch out his hand to deliver Saul.
因为扫罗犯了两件极大的错误。
Because Saul committed two grave mistakes.
第一个乃是干犯耶和华，没有遵守耶和华的命令。
First is he transgressed the commandments of the Lord.
第二个乃是求问交鬼的妇人，没有求问耶和华神。
Second, he inquired of a medium, a woman, instead of inquiring of God.
所以神把以色列国交在大卫的手中。
Therefore, God gave this kingdom into David's hand.
那在圣经里面我们就看见大卫在这个时候。在这之前，神已经高他要做以色列的王。
According to the Bible, before this incident, God had already anointed David to be king of Israel.
那大卫做王这件事情，在圣经里头呢，有许多的方面，乃是预表到我们主耶稣做王。
In reference to this matter of kings reigning in Israel as king, it has so many places in the Bible. It shows us that this is also a type of Jesus Christ who will reign over us.
在旧约里面有许多的人事物都代表我们的主耶稣，就是要来的弥赛亚。
Many things, many people, many matters in the Bible, they all typify Jesus Christ, who is the coming Messiah.
那就着人物来说呢，我们从旧约里面我们就看到许多的人都是预表到我们的主。
As to the Bible figures, we see many of them typified our Lord Jesus Christ in Old Testament.
你比方讲以撒。
For example, Isaac.
亚伯拉罕的儿子。
The son of Abraham.
他乃是预表到儿子要完全的承受父亲的产业。
He typifies the spiritual truth that a son is to completely receive his father's inheritance.
亚伯拉罕预表父。
And Abraham typifies the father.
以撒预表到我们的主耶稣。
Isaac typifies our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥罗西书告诉我们父。
And Colossians teaches us that
父一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
All the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form in Jesus Christ.
如果我们在主的身上，或者是对不起，我们在主的以外，要跟父求什么
？If you want to ask for anything from the Father apart from Jesus Christ,
天父只会告诉我们他已经没有了。
The Heavenly Father would tell us he has no more.
一切都在基督的里面。
Everything is being given in Christ.
所以我们的主乃是承受父一切的丰盛。
Therefore, our Lord is the one who inherits all the fullness of the Heavenly Father.
那你比方讲约瑟。
For example, Joseph.
约瑟乃是预表到我们的主。
Joseph also typifies our Lord.
从苦难中得荣耀。
How he received glory from sufferings.
你比方讲摩西。
Then another example is Moses.
摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
Moses being all faithful in the whole household of God.
乃是预表到主耶稣比摩西更荣耀。
And this typifies the fact that our Lord is more glorious than Moses.
他不仅要治理神的家。
Not only would the Lord reign over the household of God.
他乃是教会的元首。
But also he's the very head of the church.
我们再看耶稣亚。
Consider Joseph again.
耶稣亚乃是率领以色列人进入迦南地得到产业。
Joseph is the one who led Israelites into the land of Canaan and receive all the inheritances.
这产业乃是预表到耶稣基督的丰富。
And this inheritances represent the riches of Christ.
今天圣灵带领我们进入那一个得产业的机会里面。
Today, the Holy Spirit is leading us into that spiritual land of Canaan to receive inheritance.
所以在罗马书第八章告诉我们万事互相效力。
Therefore, in Romans 8, we read that all things work together for good.
就是按着神的旨意。
To those who love the Lord, who, according to the will of God,
叫我们这些爱主的人能够得益处。
So that all of us who love the Lord will be benefited.
那什么样的益处呢？
Now what kind of good that we would receive?
就是圣灵要借着各样环境把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
That is that the Holy Spirit is conforming us into the very image of the Son of God through all kinds of circumstances.
那我们再看大卫。
Let's take a look at David.
大卫就是预表到我们的主耶稣在宇宙中要作王。
David typifies our Lord Jesus Christ who will reign in the whole world.
他要用公义和公平来治理。
He will administer with justice and righteousness.
他在以赛亚书第九章那里提到。
And in Isaiah chapter 9,
也许我们可以看一下。
Shall we now turn to that passage? Isaiah chapter 9,
在以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9,
两段圣经是在819页。
Isaiah chapter 9,
我们看第六节到第七节。
We will read from verses 6 and 7.
这是非常值得我们在圣经里面特别注意的经文。
These are the passages that really warrant our special attention.
因为有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权以平安必加增无穷。 他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Isaiah 9:6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
我想在这里头呢，真是描述到我们的主耶稣。
And here it describes our Lord Jesus.
他要来到地上。
He's coming to the world.
要完成他拯救的工作。
To complete his redemptive work.
让我们这一班蒙恩得救的人。
So that all of us who have been saved by his grace.
能够重新回到神的面前。
Can come again before God.
然后接下来他就讲到。
And the chapter continues.
我们的主。 他在创世以前，他就是怎样的一位主。
It speaks of our Lord before the foundation of the world, what kind of Lord he is.
政权早已经是在他的肩头上。
It says that the government was upon his shoulder.
并且他的名叫做奇妙测试全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他是奇妙的。
He's wonderful.
他是一位测试。
He's counselor.
他有无穷的智慧。
With infinite wisdom.
并且他是全能的。
And he's almighty.
他是永在的父。
He's an everlasting father.
这个永在的父更准确的翻译是翻成 Father of Eternity。
The more accurate rendering of this everlasting Father should be the Father of Eternity.
中文应该翻作永远的父。
The Chinese rendering should be translated as the forever everlasting Father.
什么意思呢？ 永远是从他起头的。
What does that mean? That means eternity originates from him.
所以，然后是一个和平的君。
And our Lord is the Prince of Peace.
那这个和平的君呢，也是讲到所罗门王。
The Prince of Peace also speaks of Solomon, King Solomon.
所罗门因为大卫他是个战士。
Because David was a warrior.
不能够为神建造圣殿。
So he could not build a holy temple for God.
所以神应许他的儿子所罗门能够建造圣殿。
Therefore God promised to David that his son Solomon could build it.
所罗门乃是平安王的意思。
Solomon is a king of peace.
我们的主的国度乃是一个平安。
And the kingdom of our Lord is peace.
那平安的根据乃是根据他的公义。
The foundation of peace is based upon justice, righteousness.
所以我们就看见在旧约里面这些有名的圣经所记载的人呢，都是来预表到我们的主。
Therefore, we see that all the famous biblical figures actually typify our Lord.
那我们今天早晨继续来看大卫做王这一件事情。
Now, this morning, we will consider again as how David reigned.
那我们重新回到撒母耳记上第二章，下第二章。
Let's come back to 2 Samuel.
在第二章一开头的时候讲到此后。
In the very beginning of 2 Samuel, the Bible says after this.
那此后呢，乃是讲到整个第一章，或者是撒母耳记上的末了几章呢，讲到扫罗被杀的情形。
It speaks of all the things in Samuel 1, 1 Samuel, or specifically allude to the incidents in the latter part of 1 Samuel regarding Saul being killed.
扫罗乃是神所受神所高的第一位以色列的王。
Saul was the first king anointed by God.
当扫罗被杀之后
，After Saul was slain，
我们知道大卫在这之前，神已经借着撒母耳高大卫接续扫罗做王。
And before Saul's death, we know that Samuel had already anointed David, to become king in Saul's instead.
那大卫在这个时候呢，实在是有一个合法的权利来取代扫罗做整个以色列的王。
So at this point, David really had all the lawfulness to replace Saul.
但是我们看见大卫实在是一位敬畏神的人。
But we see that David truly was the one who feared God.
他并没有自己伸出手来要登上宝座。
Even at this time, he did not stretch out his hands and try to ascend to the throne.
他仍然求问耶和华。
He still inquired about his God.
他实在有一颗渴慕，不愿意在旷野漂流。
He really had a heart not to wander again in the wilderness.
他何等乐意回到神百姓的中间，与神的百姓同住，有来往。
How much he wanted to come back to Israelites to have fellowship dealing with them again.
所以我们在这里看见大卫就先来求告耶和华。
Therefore, first, here we see that David inquired of the Lord.
那耶和华就告诉大卫说，
So the Lord told David,
他可以回到犹大地的希伯伦去。
He could go back to Hebron in the land of Judah.
然后大卫就回到那里去，带着他所有的家眷跟跟从他的人。
Therefore, David brought all his household and all his followers back to Hebron.
这里我们看见有几个很重要的原则。
And here we can see a very important principle.
第一个原则呢
？Many principles we could see here. The first principle is.
属灵的事呢，总是由神起头。
That spiritual matter always originates from God.
大卫做王呢，乃是神亲自吩咐撒母耳来膏他。
God himself commanded Samuel to anoint David to be king of Israel.
第二个，当大卫至终知道神要他做王。
Secondly, when David knew that in the end he would become the king,
扫罗现在已经死了。
Even though at this point Saul was dead,
在全以色列没有第二个受膏者。
Even though in whole Israel there was no second person to be anointed,
那王位当然是属于大卫的。
Of course, this kingdom belonged to David.
但是大卫没有伸出手来。登上那个宝座。
But even here, David did not stretch out his hand to ascend to the throne.
乃是神把他提到宝座上。
Instead, God exalted him into the kingship.
换句话说，属灵的事情成就仍然是靠着神自己来做。
To put it another way, all the spiritual matter is accomplished by God himself.
或者用弟兄们常常告诉我们的。
Or we could say it in this way, as many brothers have told us.
我们在服侍神，在做许多属灵的工作之前，
Before we serve God in performing all the spiritual work,
我们相信一切都是主在带领，并且按着主的方法起头。
We know that the Lord is leading in every step of the way, and also the Lord originates the whole thing according to His way.
并且我们在服事的过程当中，也都是照着神的心意。
And also throughout the process of servicing, we do everything according to His will.
因为神不单单只是看到一个工作的结果。
Because not only does God see the outcome of the work.
所有的起头，所有的过程，一直到最后的结果，都是神在其中。
But God is in the midst of all origination, all the process, and all the outcome.
这样神在其中才能够真正得荣耀。
Only in such a way could God be truly glorified.
很多的时候我们会忘记这一些。
Many times we would forget this point.
也许我们觉得 神已经在这里起个头了。
Maybe we feel, well, God has already originated a thing.
我们就按着我们的所能去服侍吧。
That serve him according to all our own means.
所以许多人的方法、思想、意念就带进来。
So we are bringing many men's methods, thoughts, intents.
这就很容易让我们看见神的工作是怎样在人的手中被破坏。
And we so easily see how God's work is actually sabotaged.
并且在许多的服事里面，我们看见的不过是人的荣耀。
And in many of the services, we could only see man's glory.
但是大卫在这里并不是这样。
However, David is not like this.
他仍然回到神面前来求问王。
Again, he came before the king to inquire of him.
就是耶和华这一位神。
And that is the Lord, the Jehovah God.
那神说，你上希伯伦去。
And God said, go up.To Hebron.
希伯伦是什么意思呢？
What does Hebron mean?
第一个意思就是友谊的意思。
The first meaning is friendship.
神带领他回到希伯伦。
God led David back to Hebron.
希伯伦在整个旧约圣经里面有它特殊的意义。
Throughout the Old Testament, that Hebron has a special meaning.
希伯伦第一次出现乃是在创世纪第十三章。
The word first appears in Genesis chapter 23.
当罗德跟亚伯拉罕离开的时候
，When Lot and Abraham left,
神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And God revealed Himself to Abraham.
他叫亚伯拉罕举目向东西南北观看。
He told Abraham to lift up your eyes to look northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
并且告诉他地上的尘沙有多少。
He told Abraham that as the sand of the sea on earth.
我叫你的后裔也要有多少。
As much as that is, I will make your descendants so.
并且。
And even more,
你脚掌所踏之地，一切都要赐给你。
Every place where your soul set upon will be given to you.
所以当神带领大卫回到希伯伦的时候
，So when God led Abraham back to Hebron,
我相信圣经在这里启示了大卫。
I believe that here God has revealed to David.
神对亚伯拉罕所立的约没有改变。
That the covenant that God made with Abraham has never been changed.
神要把全地赐给大卫。
And God will give David the whole land.
因此大卫就安心的在希伯伦。
Therefore, David lived in Hebron, rest assured of this.
这时候我们看见犹大族的这些长老们来到大卫的跟前。
And here we see all the leaders of the tribe of Judah came before David.
那就高大卫在那里做王。
They anointed David as their king.
那大卫在希伯伦总共有七年半的时间。
And David stayed in Hebron for 7.5 years.
圣经告诉我们呢，大卫的国慢慢的强盛起来。
And the Bible teaches that David's kingdom grew stronger and stronger.
扫罗的家就慢慢的衰微。
And in as opposed to the kingdom of Saul, which grew weaker and weaker.
当时候到的时候
，When the time had arrived,
我们到了第五章，我们就看见。
And then we read this in chapter 5.
以色列所有的长老们。
All the elders of the tribe of Israel
来到大卫的跟前
came before David
就立大卫作王
and they also anointed David as their king
我们就看见神奇妙的手就把大卫摆在这个宝座上
then we see that through God's wondrous hand that God has placed David upon his throne
那我们相信呢在这七年半的中间
and we believe that during the 7.5 years
神也在这一段期间训练大卫如何做一家一个族的王。
God also trained David how to become the prince of one house.
当时候满足的时候，神知道大卫可以做整个以色列家的宝座。
But when the completion of the time has arrived that God knew at this point, he could be the king of the whole nation.
所以很多的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一个原则。
So many times, brothers and sisters, let us remember this principle.
我们常常想要得着一个地位。
That when we really desire to attain certain status.
过于我们的生命是不是可以摆在那个地位上？
Has it gone for, higher more than our life when that could really put us in that position?
如果我们的生命够不着那个地位的时候，
If our life cannot attain to that position,
那所造成的结果是常常是造成许多的混乱。
Then the result is just much chaos.
这个我记得在过去有个弟兄曾经这样讲。
I remember a brother once told us in the past.
有两个年轻人。
There are two young men here.
他们刚好在念高中 senior.
They're all seniors in high school.
那彼此相爱。
They love each other.
是一对男女朋友。
So they are boy and girlfriends.
后来呢，他们就有了孩子了。
And then they have children.
结果一有了孩子呢，在他们高中的年纪呢，就把他们摆在做父母的地位上。
Even though they are still in high school as seniors, but because of the fact they have babies now, so right away they are being placed in the position of parenthood.
弟兄姊妹知道父母的地位如果没有跟他们的身量、生命的成熟度相称的话，那你想这些孩在他们手下的孩子会变成怎么样？
What do you think of this if the status, the position of parenthood is not compatible with the measures of the parent's life? What kind of conditions these children have been placed under?
如果这两位年轻人今天是一位25岁、30岁的人，
should these two young men today be the young adults in their 25s?
他们结婚，他们有了孩子。
And they get married, and then they have children.
在这两位父母的底下，这些孩子们的光景就跟从前不一样。
And under this kind of parents, then the children would fare much better than so much different than they would in the previous example under teenagers as parents.
同样一个情形。
So likewise.
所以大卫。能够完全的顺服神，实在是一个对另外一方面来讲，是他自己一个极大的一个保护。
For David to be completely subject to God is actually a great protection to David himself.
神借着七年半的时间在这里带领他。
And God led David throughout all these 7.5 years.
一直到过了七年半之后，他在另外一方面，生命已经成熟。
All the way that God had been leading David until the 7.5 years had passed to this point that his the measure of his life has become mature.
所以神让他坐在宝座上。
Therefore, God allowed him to sit on the throne.
叫以色列人也能够因他得福。
So that all the Israelites could be blessed through David.
叫神的旨意。能够借着大卫再往前去。
And through David, God's will could be carried further on.
所以这是给我们看见极重要的一些属灵的原则。
All these are very important spiritual principles as we could see from how David reigned.
那我们看大卫做王的时候，
As we consider how David reigned,
大卫一方面他从来没有用自己的手把自己放在宝座上。
On the one hand, that David never used his own hands, his own means to place himself on the throne.
更重要的，
But more importantly,
他的心思里面乃是为着神的国。
In his mind, he was so totally obsessed with the kingdom of God.
所以我们如果看撒母耳记下第一章的时候，
So if we read 2 Samuel chapter 1,
当扫罗被杀了。
When Paul, Saul at this point was killed,
他为扫罗跟约拿丹做了哀歌。
David wrote a dirge for Saul and his son Jonathan.
我想歌呢，第一 起头，我们就知道他对扫罗的态度跟他的儿子。
From the very beginning of this story, you could see what is the attitude of David toward Saul and his son Jonathan.
第十九节
，Verse 19，
他说：“歌中说，以色列啊，你尊荣者在山上被杀，大英雄何竟死亡
？”In this song, David said, "The beauty of Israel is slain, and in your high places, how the mighty have fallen."
不要在加特报告，不要在亚实基伦街上传扬，免得非利士的女子欢乐，免得未受割礼之人的女子惊夸。
Tell it not in Gath, proclaim it not in the streets of Ashkelon, lest the daughters of Philistines rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph.
他说在二十一节，基列坡山啊，愿你那里没有雨露，愿你田地无土产，可种公物，因为英雄的盾牌在那里被污丢弃，扫罗的盾牌仿佛未曾抹油，约拿丹的弓箭非流敌人的血不退缩，扫罗的刀剑非泼勇士的油不收回。
Verse 21, O mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, nor rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for the shield of the mighty is cast away there, the shield of Saul not anointed with oil.From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty.
那扫罗和约拿丹活时相悦相爱，死时也不分离。他们比鹰更快，比狮子还强。以色列的女子啊，当为扫罗哭嚎。他曾使你穿朱红的美衣，使你的衣服有黄金的装饰。英雄何竟在镇上扑倒？约拿丹啊，何竟在山上被杀
？Verse 23, Saul and Jonathan were beloved and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. O daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothes you in scarlet with luxury, who put ornaments of gold on your apparel. How the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. Jonathan was slain in your high places.
在大卫的心中呢
In the heart of David,
他看神的旨意比谁做王更重要。
He regarded that the will of God more important than who might become the next king.
现在扫罗跟约拿丹被杀了。
Now Saul and Jonathan were slain.
神的国失去两个大英雄。
Therefore, God's kingdom had lost two great heroes.
虽然扫罗曾经多次的迫害他。
Even though Saul persecuted David so many times.
但是大卫保爱神的旨意胜过自己的性命跟他自己的利益。
But David cherished the will of God more than his own interest, even his very own life.
神的旨意乃是叫以色列国先在神面前能够成为一个圣别的国。
God's will for Israelites to first be established as a sanctified country.
他巴不得在神的国中兴起更多的英雄。
How much did David desire in his heart that many, many more mighty men would be raised up in God's kingdom?
能够起来一同建造神的国度。
They could all stand up and to establish God's kingdom.
当这两位大英雄被杀死的时候
，When these two men were killed,
他的心何等的悲哀。
How grieving David's heart had been.
那我们如果再往后看
Now, if we look further on,
到第三章的时候
and reading chapter 3,
在扫罗家跟大卫家呢有一次的征战
There was this battle between the house of Saul and the house of David.
长话短说呢大卫的将军耶雅把扫罗的头号的将军呢亚尼尔杀死了。
To make the long story short, that is, David, the commander-in-chief, Joab, killed his counterpart in Saul's household, that's Abner.
虽然亚尼尔是扫罗的将军，
although Abner was the commander in chief, the general in for Saul,
就人来说是大卫的仇敌。
As to men, he is actually the enemy of David.
但是大卫他的心向着神过于自己的利益。
But David's heart toward God has been much, much more than his very own interests.
所以到了38节。
So when we come to verse 38,
大卫对他所有的臣仆说，
Then David said to all his servants,
王对臣仆说，你们岂不知今日以色列人中死了一个做元帅的大丈夫吗？
Do you not know that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel?
所以我们就看见在大卫的心思里面，他是何等为着神在地上过生活。
So in David's mind, we could see that how David lived his life on earth for the interest of God.
能够撇开他自己一切的利益。
He would simply put aside all of his personal interests.
换句话说，谁做王，他都甘愿来服侍他。
To put it in another way, it's saying that.David will subject himself under whomever who will be the king.
只要这个王能够把国家重新带回到神的旨意当中。
As long as this king would once again restore the country back into the will of God.
叫神的心得满足。
So that God's heart will be satisfied.
大卫的心也同样得满足。
Then likewise, David's heart will also be satisfied.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这实在是何等一个属灵的认识。
Oh, brothers and sisters, what a spiritual understanding this is.
很多的时候我们常常顾到我。
Sometimes we so concerned about ourselves.
我们的各方面高过神的一切。
Every aspect of ourselves seems to outweigh the interest of God.
那我们来看新约圣经的时候，
As we come to read New Testament,
我们请弟兄姊妹翻到腓立比书。
Brothers and sisters, turn with me to Philippians, please.
我们从我们主耶稣的身上也可以看到同一个原则。
From our Lord Jesus Christ, we could see the same principle here.
那我们知道主耶稣在十二岁的时候，
We know Jesus when he was 12 years old.
他在逾越节的时候上耶路撒冷去。
At the time of Passover, he went to Jerusalem.
他在那里受了成年之礼。
Right there, he went through the baptism. The
当一个人
bar mitzvah
当一个犹太人的孩子，特别是男孩子成人了之后。
Especially among Jews, when a child has now come to adulthood,
他就成为一个律法之子。
He now has become the son of the law.
他可以有权利在圣殿里面问问题，听这些律法的教师们来教导他们。
Therefore, he has the right to sit in the temple to listen to all the scribes to teach him.
所以，当主耶稣肉身的母亲回到要离开。耶路撒冷回家去的时候，
When Jesus' earthly mother was about to leave Jerusalem and to go back to her hometown,
他们发觉孩子不见了。
They realized that the child was missing.
结果他们重新回到耶路撒冷，结果在圣殿里面找到主耶稣。
So the parents went back to Jerusalem and there they found Jesus.
那主耶稣对着他母亲说，
So Jesus said to his mother,
我当不以父的事为念吗？
Shouldn't I be about the business of my father?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们当以父的事为念。
We should be concerned about the business of the father.
所以当我们来读到腓立比书第二章的时候，
When we come to read chapter 2 of Philippians,
在第五节那里就开始告诉我们主耶稣他怎样以父的事为念。
Here, starting from verse 5, we could see how Jesus Christ was about the business of Father.
他说，你们当以基督的心为心。
The verse says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
Who being in the form of God, did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以，我们在这里看见主在永世之前。三而一的神乃是同等。
Here, even before the eternity, the Lord, we could see that the triune God is one.
并且他的同等不是抢夺来的。
And also, they are equal to one another, and this is not something to be grasped.
我们知道撒旦曾经想要抢夺与神同等的地位。
We know Satan once tried to wrest this equal position with God.
但是被神赶出神的圣山。
But he was driven out of the holy mountain of God.
他成为了撒旦。
He became Satan.
但是我们的主耶稣本来就是与神同等。
But our Lord Jesus, in the very beginning, is equal with God.
是至高至荣的神。
He is the most high, most glorious God.
但是他却愿意自己顺服。
But he is willing to subject himself.
为着神的旨意，他可以卑微自己。
To the will of God, for this reason, he wants to humble himself.
他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上面。
He became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross.
叫父的旨意在人类的救赎上得到成就。
So that God's will be accomplished in the redemption of all mankind.
所以神就叫他从死里复活。
Therefore God raised him up from the dead.
并且赐他超乎万民之上的名。
And granted him this name that is above every name.
叫这宇宙中天上地下的。
So that in the whole universe, everything that's in heaven and under the earth,
能够向着主屈膝
，will bow their knees to our Lord，
称耶稣为主
，and to call him the Lord Jesus Christ，
并且把荣耀归给神
，and to the glory of God。
这是我们的主如何以父的事为念
，and this is how our Lord concerns himself with the business of the Heavenly Father。
保罗用这一段话来提醒腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
So Paul used this passage to remind the Philippine brethren.
我想这一句话也对我们每一个人说话。
I believe the same passage also speaks to each one of us here.
所以我们来看腓立比第二章一到四节。
So let's consider Philippians chapter 2 verse 1 to 4.
他说，所以在基督里有什么劝勉？爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or empty conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
因为我们知道在腓立比实在是一个相当好的一个教会。
We know the Philippian church is, relatively speaking, a very good one.
弟兄姊妹能够同心与保罗一同传扬耶稣基督的见证，神的福音。
Because all the brethren and Paul had one mind to testify the gospel of God to manifest the glory of God.
但是其中有两位姊妹,
However,
开始了,
there were two sisters who were contrary to each other.
结果叫教会呢, 啊, 那一个能够存一跟随主见证主的那个, 啊, 气氛呢, 渐渐地被破坏。
So the very pure and simple atmosphere in which everybody pursued the Lord, share the gospel in unity is gradually sabotaged.
所以保罗呢, 就在这里提醒这班弟兄姊妹们,
So Paul here reminded all the brethren,
不管在基督里面有什么样的劝勉, 有什么样的安慰, 有什么样的交通,
That if there is any consolation or fellowship in Christ,
保罗提醒他们要意念相同, 爱心相同, 有一样的心思, 一样的意念。
Paul reminded them they should keep the unity by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit and intent on one purpose.
我想保罗在这里并不是讲到人怎样指挥大家,
Paul is not saying that some person would be ordering everybody else so that everybody would be like-minded.
这一个同心呢,
this like-mindedness is just like our Lord who concerns himself or herself with the business of the Father.
以基督的心, 基督向着父的那个旨意的心呢, 今天也放在我们众圣徒的里面。
That the mind of Christ, that is the mind of Christ toward the will of God, be placed in us today.
当我们向着神的心意, 向着主耶稣基督的福音, 我们能够有这样一个心思的时候,
When we have this kind of mind toward the will of God and the gospel of Christ,
我们自然就能够会有, 啊, 意念相同, 爱心相同, 一样的心思, 一样的意念。
Then, very naturally, we would become being of the same mind, having the same love, united in one spirit, intent on one purpose.
我们都在那一个最高的, 啊, 神的旨意的支配底下, 我们同心向着主。
We are all being ruled under the ultimate will of God, and together our mind is toward God in unison.
这样的话, 保罗的心也得到满足。
Only in such a way could Paul's heart be gratified.
保罗一直是存着这样的心。
All this way, Paul had the same mind.
保罗到各地去建造教会的时候,
As he went to different places to build the churches,
他只有一个心愿。
He just had one mind.
各地的教会, 众圣徒能够在 耶稣基督的里面同被建造。
That is all the saints in various churches could be built up in Christ.
叫神的聚会, 神心中的所要的聚会, 在各地能够在那里被成全。
So that at every gathering, the kind that God wants in his heart could be perfected in all over the places.
所以当哥林多教会, 啊, 属灵的光景实在不好。
So at Corinthian church, when their spiritual condition is so impressive,
但是呢, 他们却是这样的自高自大,
they were so conceited, so proud,
甚至连犯罪的事情在他们中间都可以容忍,
even they could tolerate all the sinful acts,
分门结党,
they had divisions,
保罗对他们说,
and then Paul said to them,
如果你们以为你们已经做王了,
If you think you have already reigned,
那我实在为你们高兴,
then I'm really happy for you.
因为你们做王, 我们也可以跟你们一起做王。
Should you reign, then we could reign together with you.
当然这是保罗指责他们的话。
Of course, this is actually the rebuke from Paul.
但是我们可以知道从保罗的心思里头,
But we can know this from Paul's mind.
他是何等巴不得各地神借着他所建立的教会,
How he wished that all the churches that he built,
甚至全地的教会,
even all the churches on earth,
能够被主 所兴起。
How these churches could be revived, raised up by God.
弟兄姊妹属灵的光景能够成熟。
That all the brothers and sisters' spiritual conditions will reach fruition.
能够老练。
Will become mature.
能够在地上见证主。
On earth, they could actually testify with their Lord.
叫万民能够因着各地的聚会能够归向主。
So that all nations will be returned to God because of the gatherings in all over the places.
这是哪一个心思？
And this is the mind of Paul.
这是以父的事为念。
This is how you concern yourself with the business of the Father.
保罗自己的光景如自己属在人眼中的地位如何都不要紧。
Paul didn't care how he was regarded in the view of man.
所以在哥林多书我们刚刚所提到的同一章里面，保罗就说：“我从来不论断我自己。”
So in 1 Corinthians, in the very chapter that we mentioned the passage, Paul said, "I never judge myself."
这是保罗的心思。
And this is the mind of Paul.
这也是大卫的心思。
And the same mind of David.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果好好仔细读圣经的话，
Brothers and sisters, if you really closely, thoroughly study the Bible,
其实这也是摩西的心思。
Actually, this is the same mind of Moses.
那因为时间的缘故，我们没办法再去教导摩西。
Now, because of the time constraint, so we won't fellowship on the mind of Moses.
所以我们看到所有服侍主的人，真是被主得着，能够为主的见证带往前去的所有这些圣经所记载的圣徒们。
We see all the people who serve God, who have been gained by God, who could actually forge ahead,
都有一颗心思，
have the same mind,
就是耶稣基督的心思。
That is the mind of Christ Jesus.
我们要以父的事为念。
That's all concern ourselves with the business of the Father.
所以保罗接下来又说，
And then Paul continues to say,
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or empty conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each one esteem others better than himself.
当然我们知道结党、贪图虚浮的荣耀都是我们这个己在里头开始作怪了。
Of course, we know that all the selfish ambition or empty conceit is the result of the yourself working up.
保罗在这里更积极地告诉我们要存心谦卑。
But here, Paul tells us here more positive that you need to humble yourself.
然后个人看别人比自己强。
And you should esteem others better than yourself.
什么是谦卑呢？
What is lowliness?
应该说在这里能够看别人比自己强，乃是先有谦卑。
To redeem, esteem others better than you, the prerequisite for that is to have the humility.
那什么是谦卑呢？
And what is humility?
穆安德烈弟兄曾经这样讲过。
Brother, Andrew Murray once said this.
谦卑是没有自己。
Humility is without self.
不再看自己。
No longer looking into yourself.
不再想自己。
Nor thinking of yourself.
这实在是一个非常不容易学的功课。
Truly this is such a difficult to master.
很多的时候当我们这个天然人在世界活这么久，
So many times, because this natural man has been living in this natural world so long,
很多事情我们一思想我们就开始比较。
The moment we set our eyes upon something to think about it, we start comparing.
我们常常跟自己比一下。
We often compare ourselves with ourselves.
我的意见比这个好。
Saying that my opinion is better.
我比较能干。
I'm more talented.
我比较博学。
I have a more breadth of knowledge.
我在这一方面比较专业。
I'm more specialized in this area.
我知识比较渊博。
I have a more advanced, better knowledge.
等等， 当这些开始在我们里面起来的时候
so, once these thoughts start working in us,
我们很难谦卑了。
And it is very hard for us to humble ourselves.
因为知识三二数的东西深根蒂固遗传在我们的里面。
Because the things of the tree of knowledge is good and evil has been so ingrained in us.
我们就开始啊自己就起来了。
And right away, ourselves start to lift up the ugly head.
但是我们回头来看大卫的光景。
But as we come back to think of the conditions of David,
就这我们从圣经的记载来看。
According to the biblical writing,
扫罗、约拿丹、大卫跟亚尼尔、约尼亚。
Saul, Jonathan, and Abner.
大卫呢，实在不会比其他这几个人差。
David was no worse than any one of them.
我们可以说大卫大概是当时那个世代在这几个人当中是最好的。
Maybe David could be considered the best among all those people in those days.
但是因为大卫为着神的心意以神的事为念。
Because for God's will and David concerned himself with the business of God.
他能够看亚尼尔是一个大英大丈夫。
He would consider Abner as a mighty man.
他能够看扫罗是个勇士。
And he would consider Saul as a valiant warrior.
他能够看约拿丹也是个啊英雄。
And he considered Jonathan a mighty man also.
所以我们就看见所谓我们啊一个能够没有自己乃是在神面前。
So for us not to have ourselves,
为着神荣耀的心意
is to live before God and for his glorious will,
我们能够没有自己。
So that we could rid ourselves,
就像保罗一样。
Just as Paul did.
就像摩西一样
Just as Moses did.
就像历代的圣徒一样
Just as all the saints throughout the ages.
许多神的见证人
Many of God's witnesses.
为着神的国度在地上
For the kingdom of God.
他们能够谦卑自己
They humble themselves on earth.
他们巴不得神的儿女都能够起来
How much they wish that all of God's children would raise themselves up.
能够见荣耀建造神的家。
Together they would build the house of God to pursue after God's glory.
那个人比看别人比自己强。
To esteem your other people more important than you.
我们啊，就着我们头脑来想。
Means that as this to our intellect.
保罗。他怎么看提摩太比他强
？How do we view this in our head? How did Paul would esteem Timothy better than him?
就这各方面来讲，保罗除了年纪比提摩太大以外，他没有一样输给提摩太的。
Paul was in every step of the way much better than Timothy, except he's older than Timothy.
所以我想。在这里还是一个原则。
But here still we could see a principle.
我们先在主面前谦卑。
That is humble ourselves before the Lord.
我们看到我们弟兄姊妹的身上都有我们所没有神给他们的那一份。
We could see in all the brothers and sisters, that they would have something God has given to them which we don't have.
我们一同在这个身体里面同作肢体。
So together in the body of Christ, we are members each individually.
我们同在一个身体里面被建造。
We are all being built up in one body.
我们一同见证神自己的荣耀。
Together we testify of the glory of God.
我想这是啊，在这里保罗要告诉弟兄姊妹。在腓立比的弟兄姊妹也是告诉我们的。
And this is what Paul is trying to tell the Philippian brethren, and it's the same thing that's what Paul is trying to tell us.
所以我们从大卫的身上，我们就看见他之所以能够真正讨神喜悦，乃是 在他的心思里面有那个最根本最重要的以神的事为念。
Therefore, in David, we can see that why he so much pleased God is because in his mind he had this first and foremost thought that is to concern himself with the business of the Father God.
所以做不做王不是难处。
So to David, whether he ran or not is not a problem.
做不做领袖也不是难处。
To him, whether he would become the prince of Israel, the leader, wouldn't pose any problem either.
或者有没有我也不是难处。
And whether David had himself esteemed, that would not be a problem to him either.
换句话说，即使神再兴起另外一位人来取代大卫，让神的旨意能够继续往前去。大卫都欢喜快乐。
To put it another way, should God raise up another person to reign on the throne instead of David, in David's heart, they would still feel joyful and feel delighted.
所以巴不得主今天早晨对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us in this morning.
我们都有像耶稣基督的心思。
That we all have the mind of Jesus Christ.
我们当以神的家为念。
Let us all concern ourselves with the house of God.
以神的事为念。
Concern ourselves with the business of God.
我们从大卫的身上看到那根本的这一个原则。
In David, you could see the very fundamental principle.
好叫神的旨意能够成全在他子民的身上。
So that God's will be accomplished among His people.
叫一切荣耀归给主。
That all the glory will be given to our Lord.
圣经常常告诉我们，当我们降卑的时候
，The Bible often teaches us that when we humble ourselves,
神就要叫我们升高。
God will exalt us.
这是升高的一个基本的原则。
And this is the very basic fundamental principles of exaltation.
不是抢夺来的。
It's not something you grab it from.
乃是主叫我们升高。
It is the Lord who will exalt us.
我们是在把荣耀、感谢、敬拜归给主。
That's all offered to our Lord, all the worship, thanksgiving, and honor.
但愿这些话能够叫我们一同在主面前有更深、美好的学习。
May all these words will enable us.To further a better, more wonderful lesson from our Lord.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we now have a further word of prayer, please?
主，我们实在满心的感谢你。
Lord, we're filled with thanksgiving and praises.
你的道路实在在深海中。
Truly, your way is in the depths of the sea.
叫我们如何来测度呢？
How can we ever fathom it?
但是你这一位奇妙行作大事的主
，But you who are wonderful, who have done great things,
却乐意将你自己启示在我们的心中
，Delights yourself in revealing yourself to us,
让我们实在能够有一条跟随你的路
，So that we could find this way to truly follow after you,
让你荣耀的心意也能够成全在你子民的身上。
So that your glorious will be accomplished among your people.
主，但愿你的话继续在我们的心中来开启我们。
Lord, may your word continue to enlighten us in our hearts.
叫你荣耀的心意能够成全在你儿女的身上。
So that your glorious will be done in your people.
好叫教会在地上能够成为一盏见证主的金灯台。
So that the church on earth will become the golden lampstand which testifies of the Lord.
叫主荣耀的光在地上能够更多的被显明。
So that more of the Lord's glorious light could be revealed on earth.
我们把一切感谢、荣耀、敬拜归给你。
We just give you all the worship, thanksgiving, and praises.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主向我们所说的话语。
Give thanks for the words that the Lord has spoken to us.
现在请大家看一下手上的周报。
Please now turn to the bulletin.
左边的各项聚会，请大家自己看一下。
On the left hand side are all of our meetings, so please look it over.